drumming to that. Well, trying my best. What a brilliant song. Foo Fighters and Avalon at Radio X. It's 7:31. Good morning. It's Monday. Radio X. That's who we are. And we're playing 20 seconds to 20K later. And I'm going to remind you now of the question if you'd like to play the game. But instead of playing the scary music from the game, we play the much happier Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, this is nice.
20 seconds to £20,000. You could win some money, and that's quite funny. You could win £20,000. Your qualifying question is, 20 years ago, Is This the Way to Amarillo re-enter the charts following which comedian's charity video? Who's the comedian? Is This the Way to Amarillo? If you'd like to play, you need to text the word play followed by the name of that comedian and send it to 83936. That's a text that starts with the word play, has that comedian's name, and you send that to 83936. You could be on the radio just after 8 o'clock today playing the game. You could win £1,000, £2,000, maybe even £5,000. Four songs is 10, and get all five is £20,000.
This is perfect.
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Lines close at 7:45 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. And text now. Right, letters.
Letters, we get letters.
So if you're texting in, got to start your text with the word play. So double check you've done that. Right, do you remember what you do?
I've got some letters.
Yeah.
And I've got inflatable breasts.
Have you?
But there's no letter that goes with this.
Ah, now.
And they are deflated at the moment, so yeah. I'm happy to inflate them and we can have a
look. Now, before you do, yeah. James has already inflated these inflatable boobs.
Have you?
Yeah.
Just to check they work.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then you deflated them.
Yeah,
so
the captain wore them, James wore them.
Storage. Oh, you wore them?
They've all had a go.
Storage reasons.
Okay.
Just a few boobs came through in your absence and we wanted to recap.
Okay, so I'm going to... Right.
You're going to what?
I'm not going to say it.
There we go. It's like a little boob bra, isn't it, really?
Dom is now blowing up the inflatable boobs.
It's one cup.
Oh, that's one, there we go.
One of them.
Now...
So weird.
Off you go.
What a weird show.
Off you go.
Can't make me laugh. I can't blow and laugh at the same time.
Oh, well, if you could, what a skill.
By the pound.
When are you ready?
Oh, what a silly...
Have you missed this, Tom?
What a silly job. Right. So do you want me to put them on?
Yes.
So what do you do?
They're upside down, Dom.
Oh, are they? That's
it.
Okay.
Like you didn't know.
Careful. Careful, Dom.
There we are.
You got your inflatable boobs on.
Yeah. Tie
them on.
Dom, that's exactly how you should look when you interview Tom Hardy later. you got inflatable boobs on?
Yeah, please do, Pip. That's it.
I like your inflatable boobs.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those? That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Can I keep them?
That's great. No, that's absolutely fine.
There you are.
Great, thanks, Pip.
That's
so,
right. I'll do
double knot.
You don't have to do the double
knot. I'm looking at you now, Dom, behind the microphone, wearing inflatable boobs, and I'm just going to say it. I don't think you're ever going to get that show on LBC.
It's a bit meatloafy, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think they're never going to ask you to fill in on Newsnight.
Prime Minister, can I just put it to you?
1 second, Prime Minister. That's better.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. Whoever sent that in, we don't know who sent that in. Just a complete wrong one.
Anonymous.
A good'un.
Yeah, not necessarily a good'un. I just want to read out a birthday because it's actually today. Somebody's birthday is... I know, it doesn't happen often.
There's no way.
Hi, guys. Hopefully it's Monday the 14th of April as you read this. It is, actually. I've just reached the big 4-0 today. 4-0 today.
Oh, no.
I was wondering if I can have a signed Radio X mug for the truck.
No.
This is from Shaggy the Trucker. Hi. Love the show.
Oh, God.
And keep up the great laughs.
Is that the Shaggy or...?
It's the Shaggy.
I'm telling you.
From it's Shaggy.
I'm 40.
That's it. And now he's a truck driver.
We don't have mugs.
No, we don't really have mugs as such, do we?
We sometimes have a batch made and then they all go quite quickly.
Yeah.
Also as well, I don't think I have a happy birthday Shaggy.
No, I would hope you don't.
Song.
No. Would you have Sharon? It's fairly close, isn't it, I suppose?
Sharon,
happy birthday, Shaggy the trucker. Yeah.
I can do that.
Maggie, I guess, is quite close.
Happy birthday, Sharon. Happy birthday, Sharon. Happy birthday, Sharon.
You're getting old.
There you go.
That's nice. Now, I missed this last week, but you were talking about car stickers.
Yes,
again.
Bus stickers.
The Chris Miles Show car stickers that ended up being too big.
Yeah.
And they ended up being stickers for buses because they're massive.
So many people want them.
Yeah, well, good, because we've got to lock them in Balham for them.
Hi, Dom. Hi, everyone. I'm a massive fan of the show. I've listened since the beginning of the old place. Please, 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 can I have two of the car stickers
for
me and my sister? I sent you a letter in February to wish her a 50th birthday, but you didn't read it out, so this would make up for it. I'm so sorry. There's an admin error.
Oops.
It's also my 50th on the 25th of May. Happy to pay postage from Karen.
Thank everybody who's writing in for these stickers always keeps saying, I'm happy to pay for postage.
Yeah.
Manage,
just got that. Very kind listeners.
Now, do they want a car sticker or a bus sticker? Because we've got both, really, now.
Well, I mean, that one says car sticker, but...
We've got car stickers.
Yeah, we had them remade as car stickers, but the first batch were these bad boys.
They're huge.
They are big.
The thing is, if you put that in the back window of your car, you'll never see out the back window of your car.
No, it is a bit...
You don't need to see out there. Usually there is.
I think it's a legal requirement.
Yes.
It's not.
Health
is it not?
No, because if you've got a van,
can't see out the back.
Right, well, yeah, but...
Simon Wooding
wants
some as well.
Woody?
Having heard you have a warehouse full of car stickers you need getting rid of, I thought I'd also raise my hand and ask if you can send me one. I'll offer £1 million for them.
What?
Obviously you won't.
Except.
The other day, I thought about a time when you were talking about a male cleaner called Michelle.
Oh, wow.
I remember having to pull over my lorry. I laughed so hard.
Do you remember the old place?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's random.
No.
And also Joe Bryant as well would like a bus sticker, please.
I think it's pronounced Brand.
Joe Brand. Sorry, Joe Brand.
Big fan.
First time writer, long time listener. You've been my highlight of mornings for as long as I can remember. So these huge Radio X stickers you have, would it be okay to get a couple for my games room and office?
Oh, so you do want the big ones?
They're massive, though. Yeah, they're huge.
They're really big. From Joe Bryant.
Brand.
Lovely.
Not for on air, and then reads out the address.
Your boobs are falling off a bit there, Tom.
Just out. Oh. Blimey. Don't turn around too quickly, do you?
You just knocked the microphone with one of your inflatable boobs.
Sorry. There's also... I think we should say at this stage, you don't need to send more stuff in.
Oh.
Because somebody else has sent the squeezy one in.
Now you've got a pair.
We've got the squeezy one.
But now you've got a pair of squeezy boobs.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a picture of the cupboard.
It's really hefty.
Isn't it hefty?
Like Helen.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Just like Helen.
Have a look.
No, I'm not getting out. Have a look, James.
Why not?
Thanks very much. You get out, have a look.
We have.
Have you? That concludes the letters. If you'd like bus stickers, then I guess what's the best thing to do? Email in and we'll send some to you. I don't know how it works, really.
We've got quite a few requests already, so it'll take a while. But,
okay.
You know, we'll try and get through.
Our very best.
Dom, a few people are texting saying, can we see a picture on Instagram of you wearing the inflatable boobs? Are you happy with that or not?
You don't think you're allowed to, are you?
No.
Because of your T's and C's and stuff.
Right.
Illegal.
Do a catwalk?
No. Can't do that. Not allowed to, sadly. Oh, there we go.
It's the way that your headphone wire kind of gracefully cuts down the middle.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
That was the look I was going for.
It supports them.
If you would like to send something that doesn't have to be related to, you know, the women's parts, dom@radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dom. 234. Dominic Byrne. The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. 30 Leicester Square in London. WC2H. 7L.
Boobs. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Zap! Pow! Gotcha!
No, kids. Always battling some supervillain or other. Whoa. Take Tommy here. He's up against his arch nemesis.
Not so fast, myopia!
That's short-sightedness to you and me. But with Specsavers Myopia Management, we're working to slow down its mischief. And as we're Specsavers, the price is also pretty super. Too bad clear vision doesn't prevent him body slamming the telly. Lens is subject to suitability and not covered by the NHS.
Girls!
It's bed.
Bedtime!
One more, eh?
I'm almost done!
Okay, kiddos.
That's enough.
Time's up.
On to the app.
Your Wi-Fi is going off.
Going off.
Off. Off.
Manage your kids' time online with EE Wi-Fi controls, helping them to switch off and drift off. Search EE Broadband.
Eligibility criteria apply. New EE Broadband customers.
Simone combined her old pensions with PensionBee.
So I had multiple pensions from various jobs that I have been in, and every 6 months or so I would receive a statement, and I was losing track of all my different pensions and all the different statements. I just wanted one easy way of keeping them all in one place.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
So, are Santex exterior paints really rain resistant?
Yes.
And sun resistant?
Of course.
And dirt resistant?
You betcha.
And rain resistant?
You've already said rain.
Yeah. Well, this is the UK, isn't it?
With up to 15 years trusted durability, protect your home from all Mother Nature throws at it with Santex. View our full exterior range and find your nearest stockist at santexpaints.com. Santex. If it's outside, we've got it covered.
Oh, Steve, you're in a pickle. Yes, Mrs. Jenkins, I will look after your house while you're away. But right now, Lunchtime Spicy Burrito is making a spectacular comeback. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fibre areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
You've got the whole family round for Easter. And that means extra mouths, all wanting something special. So why not save a third on a whole leg of British lamb at Waitrose? Keeping everyone happy. Except your extra picky niece.
I want more chocolate.
It's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
Selected lines in stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions. Offer ends 22nd of April.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Now it's time for another great song. Here it comes.
Radio X.
Good morning, you. It's 7:45. And here's Stereophonics.
She comes and hustles.
Are closed for today's 20 seconds to 20k. If you text in to try and play the game, we might be calling you soon to get you ready to play for real. 20 seconds to 20k is back just after 8 o'clock this morning. All exciting.
The Chris Miles Show.
Now, it's the Television and Radio Industry Club Awards happening again shortly. And you get to vote.
Yes.
For Best News Tie.
That's
best,
right.
Best Drama on ITV featuring Anna Friel.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Best Sarah Lancashire Performance.
The Stephen Graham Award.
That's right.
That kind of stuff.
And... yeah, you can vote for Best Radio Show. I think I think the shortlist is anybody who's ever heard a radio. it's quite the list.
We were lucky enough to go, weren't we, for a
you
couple
loved
of
it,
years.
Didn't you?
It's real old school in a very good way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Windsor.
Yeah, and then Barbara would stand up, or June Whitfield was there, I think, the first year, so June stood up, and we all clapped. It's lovely.
Tony Blackburn was there, took him 10 minutes to stand up. Only joking, Tony, good morning.
Yeah. It was
anyway,
brilliant. It's so
have you got the website on the screen? Oh, there you go. Look, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Can you just go to the home page? Let's have a look. Oh, look, there's Pixie Lott.
Pixie Lott.
This is it's a big do.
It is. It's swanky.
The Trick Awards, they call it. Oh, what's that there? Meet the Trick President, Dan Walker.
Dan Walker?
Oh, look. Oh, he's so handsome, isn't he, Pippa?
Well, isn't he? He's a nice looking chap.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Tiger. Hello, Cheeky Chops. When you two are just chatting away in, you know, pillow talk, right? Could you not just say to him,
yeah. We don't do pillow talk.
Oh, we haven't got time for talking.
Yeah. Right?
Apparently, Dan said to Pip, I'll show you a trick. That was,
What was it?
It was like just card trick or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bunch of flowers.
Bunch of flowers. I'll show you a trick.
Yeah, so he's the, he's the president of the Television Radio Industries Club.
Yeah.
This is where it all started, wasn't it?
It was.
Wanted to...
Yeah.
Where the romance blossomed.
You thought, if I flirt with him with some rude emojis, maybe we'll get to shortlisted, nominated this year.
No, it's because...
Take one for the team. As a leaving gift to us from you.
Yeah.
Said sorry to me for ignoring me at the photocopier.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it.
Anyway, what are the categories, James, that we've got to look forward to?
Ooh. There are lots of them, actually, aren't there?
Yeah.
Best
best one show?
Yes. Yeah.
The best one show award.
I really like the one with Giles Brendrith.
There they are.
So you've got TV personality.
Yeah.
Best news presenter.
Mm.
Oh, what a thing. Oh, best radio show.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here we go.
Now, we're on the list.
We're on the list.
So it's the Capital Breakfast Show, the Kiss Breakfast Show, the Radio X Breakfast Show, the Radio 2 Breakfast Show,
mm-hmm.
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the Absolute Breakfast Show, the Heart Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Basically, all the breakfast shows.
Yeah.
Well, it's not all of them, actually. So you can vote for us there if you want.
Yeah.
No, do.
Oh, yeah.
Just do.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chris Moore Show, Radio X. And then there's Best Radio Show and Best Radio Presenter.
Mm.
Now, am I on that list?
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Thank goodness. See that list? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think they filled that list out a little bit, haven't they?
Without saying, are there any that sort of are standing out to you there?
What, of which one should not be on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm to show you.
I know exactly where your finger's going.
Don't ever say that again.
Yeah.
You need an extendable stick.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What shouldn't be on the list?
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. Number blooming three.
This isn't in order, by the way.
That's your top three.
Yeah, okay.
Right. There's your top three.
Okay.
Should not be on the list.
I'd like you to be there on the night and heckle.
Imagine if I was there. And the nominees are... Shouldn't be on the list! Mr. Miles, you can't do that.
Get on and vote and let us know if you've done it.
Oh, that's good, yes. Then. So you were nominated in two.
Yeah, but we were once before, and we were nominated for Best Show, and I was nominated for Best Presenter.
Yes.
Mm. We won Best Show, but I didn't win Best Presenter.
No, that was a win.
So I remember going, well, I won't go up. I just send the team up. I won't pick it up the award.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
Let's run through some of the other categories. So this is the Trick Awards, TRIC. You can just search for it.
It's a great event, actually.
Best Podcast is in there.
We're not on there.
Let's have a look. I'd go... I'd probably go from that list, I'd probably go News Agents.
Yeah.
Because I listen to that the most out of all of those.
Oh, Help, I Sexted My Boss.
No, it's awful, that.
It's good.
It's not good. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Oh, what are you wearing today? Oh, don't be like that, you, because you're so posh. Oh. So that is.
Right.
And then best soaps.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not watched a soap in years.
Pip, I was just saying that. No.
No, best soap best actor.
Let's do Casualty.
You don't have to vote for one of them, do you?
But, yeah. You don't have to. Best soap actor, not bothered by that. Best drama.
Here we go.
Now, look at this.
Baby Reindeer's on there.
Slow Horses is on there.
Slow Horses.
Day of the Jackal.
Oh, Day of the Jackal. I didn't spot that. That was good.
Was that the Eddie Redmayne?
Yeah.
All Creatures Great and Small. That's very good on Channel 5.
Do you watch that?
It's very good. Used to, yeah. It's brilliant.
I'd go Slow Horses, mate.
Me too.
Factual.
Oh, here we go. 24 Hours in Police Custody.
I only ever see the last 10, 15 minutes of that.
Oh, but then you've ruined it because you know what's happened.
Nah, just cut straight to it.
Is it always based in Luton?
Quite a lot of it,
yeah.
Freddie Flintoff's Field of Dreams is very emotional.
Formula One Drive to Survive's on there, though, as well.
Yeah.
Why isn't Full Swing on there?
Don't know.
Oh.
What's that about?
What's Tortoise Investigates?
What?
Tortoise
Investigates?
What's that? How weird.
Oh, it's a tortoise who's also a detective.
He takes forever.
He takes his time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's very thorough.
He'll be with you in 10 years.
He's very thorough. And then live sport. Not bothered by that.
Yeah.
The darts was big this year, wasn't it?
Next Entertainment.
Darts.
Oh, that's too big.
Gogglebox of that.
Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Love Island.
Yeah.
The Traitors.
Traitors is good.
Yeah, still not seeing it. Food. The category is food.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to give us a bit more?
Sunday brunch, because of lovely Simon Rimmer.
Yeah, Sunday brunch is good, isn't it?
Hey, speaking of balance, here's Paul McCartney. Sorry.
He's a friend of mine. Not a friend, but...
I like what in their food categories, James Martin's Saturday Morning.
Yeah.
Which they also show on a Sunday morning.
They do.
I love that.
Yeah, they do. Same show, isn't it?
Literally, the same show.
Yeah.
They're really breaking the rules of television.
People have been voting.
Have they?
Emma, our lovely Emma Lumley.
Thanks, Emma.
Lee in Rugley. Rugely.
Rugely. That's thank right. You. Rugely.
It's Loy in Rugely.
Rugely.
Yeah. Rugely.
Lou's voted Cassie in Torquay.
I had Rugely for lunch yesterday.
Did you?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to vote for us in the Trick Awards, feel free. And then Dominic gets to go to the ceremony again.
Oh, me and James can go like we did for the podcast awards. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You sit in the winner's room.
Yeah, the winner's room. That, oh, no, we haven't won.
That was naughty, wasn't it? That's mean. Meanie Pops.
We were hanging out with Michael Sheen, though, weren't we? It was a nice evening.
We did.
Did you speak to him?
Yeah.
Did you?
Pretty much all night. It was great.
That's nice.
Right, if we got nominated, we'd just go and get leathered.
Yes.
Just get battered.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, it's really nice.
And Dan Walker will be there.
Yeah.
Can't he rig it?
Yeah. You got us nominated.
I did ask him.
Yeah.
Can you just...
Why don't you just say you ain't getting any more until you put us on the list? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
A bit of bribery.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Something to aim for.
That's how we do it.
I'm joining into that. Oh, sorry, Dan. That's awful.
I'll show you a trick. Do that one.
You love that joke, don't you? That's twice you've used that.
Three times, actually.
Is it?
No one heard it the first time.
I did.
And all the stars will be there. But will we be there? Well, that's down to you.
Yes, please vote.
Ainsley Harriott will be there.
Oh, no, he hosted the first time we went. I think Ainsley was the host, Chris, wasn't he? And he was brilliant.
I think he might have done.
And I think Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed.
He did not need a microphone.
Hello!
Oh, he broke the sound, broke the speakers after the first minute.
So anyway, yes, vote for the Television Radio Industry Club Awards. The Trick Awards, they call it. TRIC.
They've been going since 1969.
Wow.
So long time.
What a year.
Well. Yeah, what a year.
What a year. What are you fight? I'll show you a trick.
Yeah, exactly. four now.
And you just Google it and you'll find it and then you can vote and then there you go.
Oh, loads more people voting.
Probably last year on the red carpet, at the end of the red carpet, they had a Smeg fridge and asked all the famous people to sign it. And that's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
They had a Smeg fridge at the end of the red carpet and they asked every famous person to sign the Smeg fridge.
Yeah.
Where is that fridge right now?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly right.
But somebody's got a fridge in there. In their kitchen, that's signed by everybody from Lee Francis to Angelica Bell.
Is it Dan's house?
What a weird thing to have.
Yeah, I think the host gets to keep it for the year. Is that right?
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Pippa, take us a picture for us next time you're out there, will you? That'd be lovely.
The Chris Miles Show.
Anyway, get voting. And Dom's got your news at 8 o'clock next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Get those jobs sorted this Easter with some great deals at Screwfix. Save £20 on the Titan self-propelled petrol mower, now only £179.99. And stock up on screws with a Turbo Gold Wood Screws Trade Pack, now only £19.99. That's a saving of £30. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app online or in-store. Subject to availability, see screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
Beach. From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Wagamama. For catch-ups over crispy katsu, freshly made to order. Family treats with tiny hands diving fingers first into tasty mini yakisoba. Or a night in, rewatching shows while tucking into duck donburi ordered on Deliveroo. Whatever the occasion, at Wagamama, we're here for the moments that matter.
Hop into Morrison's this Easter and make it a roast to remember with better than half-price Market Street showstoppers, like a leg of lamb for $6.50 per kilo. fresh old salmon for $7.95 per kilo or a British beef joint for $6.50 per kilo. Serve up a feast for less this Easter at Morrison's.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores online at Morrison's daily varies. Salmon was £16 per kilo, ends 21st of April. Beef was £16 per kilo and lamb was £14 per kilo, ends 20th of April.
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramat. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramat today.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Multi-point inspection. Tick. Full history check. Tick. £750 deposit contribution. Tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, 20 seconds to 20K is coming up. First of all, Dominic Burns, get your news, sport and weather. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, after the government took over British Steel over the weekend, workers are now doing what they can to save the firm's plant in Scunthorpe. They're racing to get the raw materials they need to keep the furnaces burning. Political commentator John Rentoul isn't sure it's worth all the hassle, though.
We still sort of hanker for those days when Britain was a manufacturing powerhouse, but it isn't anymore, and why shouldn't we just buy cheaper steel if it's available on world markets and focus on what we're best at?
In other news this morning, a group of MPs say the riots that followed the Southport stabbings last summer were policed entirely appropriately. The Home Affairs Committee has rejected claims that officers were overly harsh because of the assumed political beliefs of those involved. More than a month after bin workers went on strike in Birmingham, the army has now been called in to help. They'll be based in offices to support the logistics of clearing thousands of tons of rubbish off the streets. Refuge workers are taking action over jobs and pay. And Katy Perry will blast off into space later as part of an all-female mission, the first of its kind since the 1960s.
No, she won't.
The flight to the edge of space will take just over 10 minutes.
No.
What?
No, she won't.
She will. She's in there.
She's going to space for 10 minutes.
She takes
no
10 minutes
no
to
No one's
there.
That busy.
Right.
That you
right.
get invited to go to space and yeah. you go, well, I've only got 10 minutes.
Give 10 minutes.
Can you do it in 10 minutes? Okay, fine. Then
10 minutes. She'll be in space.
I was almost shot into space.
Way. Different
sport.
Different times. An emotional Rory McIlroy says his tears of joy were 14 years in the making as he finally won the Masters. He beat Englishman Justin Rose in a playoff to become only the sixth player in history to win all four major golf titles. McIlroy was asked about the sacrifices his parents made during his career.
They did. And I can't wait to see them next week. I just can't wait to celebrate this with them.
Liverpool moved another step closer to the Premier League title after a dramatic 2-1 victory over West Ham. Defender Virgil van Dijk scored a late winner at Anfield. Newcastle are up to fourth after they beat Manchester United 4-1. United remain 14th, one place above Spurs, who lost 4-2 at Wolves. Chelsea slipped out of the top five Champions League qualification spots. That's after a 2-2 draw with strugglers Ipswich. Rangers scored a 96th-minute equaliser to draw 2-2 with Aberdeen. And Lando Norris now has a 3-point lead at the top of the F1 Drivers' Championship. That's after he finished third at the Bahrain Grand Prix. His McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri is now his nearest challenger after he won the race.
Oh, weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunny spells, particularly for the southeast of England today. Some heavy rain possible later
this rain.
Northern and western parts. Temperatures up to around 16 degrees.
Rain.
London's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
It's rain. What do you want it on, Captain? What's easier?
Don't mind.
On a WhatsApp, a text?
Yeah, WhatsApp's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, WhatsApp's fine.
Just sorting something out with our very own Captain Crackbeard.
Oh, morning everyone.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, everyone.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
I've got a little quick guessing game to play before we move on.
Okay.
Now, you tell me when you're ready to go, Captain.
I'll tell you when I'm ready to...
I have a photo to show you.
Right.
As evidence to back up what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Okay. So, over the weekend, lots of many things happened. That is terrible, terrible English, Chris.
Just many things.
Lots of things on many things, but not lots of many things happened. Leeds United won. Oscar Piastri won the Grand Prix in Bahrain.
Did?
Rory McIlroy, massive Leeds fan, won the Masters.
Yeah.
Coachella also took place.
Oh, this
full
weekend,
of
is it?
Many, many famous people right. performing, and also many, many famous people attending.
Oh.
Charlie XCX was there, right. and one of the Kendall Jenner or whatever, whoever she is.
That's it.
Lots of people. And Will Ferrell was there.
Oh, brilliant.
At Coachella.
Was he?
What was Will Ferrell wearing
at
Coachella?
Now.
Something outlandish, I hope.
I was waiting for you to go, this is part of my weekend roundup quiz type thing.
I have got something related in it.
All right.
About several things we've talked about today, but not quite.
Oh, okay. Right. So you can have a little guessing game if you want, and then I'll tell you the answer. And I have evidence to back up what I'm about to say.
Is it fancy dress?
No.
Is it just
a I would say no.
Right.
Glittery?
No.
A lot of leather?
I think that says more about you than it does us.
Is he wearing a leather suit?
No, Will right. Ferrell did not wear a leather suit to Coachella in the desert.
He'd look good in it.
Was he wearing a mankini?
No, not a mankini.
Oh.
Hot pants?
No.
Was he dressed for, like, the gym? Was he in leisure wear?
He was wearing a baseball cap, shorts, and a shirt.
And a shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Morshaw t-shirt.
Was his shirt quite loud?
Was it actually?
What?
No.
A Chris Miles shirt t-shirt?
No.
No, it wasn't.
That would be good.
But that would have been lovely, wouldn't it? No, but it's the shirt that I'm focusing on. What shirt was Will Ferrell wearing at Coachella?
Football shirt.
It was a football shirt. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Oh, now.
Was it?
Because he has links to a certain football club in England now.
So what are you saying?
Was he wearing a Leeds United top?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Oh. Great. There is Will Ferrell at Coachella wearing the yellow away Leeds United shirt featuring the old smiley badge.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Isn't that great?
Wow, that's brilliant.
He's looking cool as well.
I was going to say, he looks so cool.
He's so cool.
I love Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell at Coachella wearing a Leeds shirt. I would have just... Now, what are the odds that there was somebody from Leeds there at Coachella who bumped into him? Will! On! Anybody like that? On? What?
On. Is he wearing a neckerchief as well?
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, he's at a festival in the...
Not many pair
the middle
Leeds
of nowhere,
United
is
top
it?
With a neckerchief, do they?
It's quite common in Coachella, that, because it's so dusty.
A neckerchief.
So they wear it to cover their face, so they get dust in their face.
Yeah.
His bottom half looks like you, Captain, with his little socks and shoes.
What a compliment.
His bottom half looks like you, Captain. Isn't that nice?
Me and Will have been compared from the bottom half a lot of times before.
Gosh. And what a bottom half.
So there you are, Will Ferrell at Coachella wearing a Leeds United shirt. Go on, you good thing.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Cheltenham! And other places around the world.
Yes.
It's Monday, the Chris Moyle Show is back on, and 20 seconds, 20K is coming up.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's right. Captain Crapbeard noticed and our intern noticed, but no one else noticed I had my hair cut.
Oh. Now, I didn't notice, actually. I've not seen you for a week.
No, I didn't notice. But,
so, if anything... Oh, yes.
Very nice.
It's a sharp trim, my friend.
Thank you. I'm one of my regular stylists, Tiffany.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Good.
Really? She's good.
Yeah.
It looks, you know, blended.
Yeah, the back of my head looks like a badger's arse again.
And that's not to do with the cut, though.
No.
It's just, it's salt and pepper, that's all.
The salt and pepper looks good on you, Chris, I think.
It's so weird. As she's like, so she just used the clippers, so I'm leaning over the bath.
Mm.
Calm yourself, ladies.
Yeah.
And just like loads of like blonde hair is coming off.
Mm.
And then she starts doing the back, and then it's kind of like white, grey, and then black hair then comes off.
Yeah.
It's like a sad rainbow in the bath by the end of it.
Oh. Well, she's done a good job of it, though.
Yeah, she does a good job. Yeah, and she only charged me £85.
Not bad.
Bargain. Which did you tip?
No. What?
Did you tip?
Yeah.
Great.
I said the 3:15 at Cheltenham.
Hey.
That's very good.
My lucky lad.
Hey.
So knock yourself. You'll be good with that one.
The old jokes are the best, aren't they?
They are sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you. They're only old if you've heard them before.
True.
That's true, actually.
Thanks. Speaking of hearing things before, 20 seconds, 20K is coming up. What's going to happen today? We don't know. We can never predict it.
No.
£1,000, £2,000, £5,000, £10,000 or £20,000 could be won. Or they don't win any money and they end up with a mug. So we'll play in a few seconds after we play a song. But who's the song from? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Give me a second. Let me work it out through the jingle.
Radio X.
Coming up, more super fun radio chat to turn Monday into fun day. We're about to call back someone with a chance to play for 20 grand in 20 seconds to 20K. Plus, we have 1 hour, that's 60 minutes, of banging tunes picked by the team in the More Music Hour after 9.
Yeah.
The name's X. Radio X.
Right.
Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
We will play 20 seconds to 20K after Mumford & Sons.
Don't you miss the breathlessness.
Hello there.
Wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. Heart, there's something we might miss.
spooky, playing this song, and Dominic goes, I prefer the other one. And I went, what? He goes, I prefer Caroline to Rushmere. And I went, no, you're wrong. Rushmere's a better track. He went, no, Caroline's better than Rushmere. And then Ben texted, out of the blue, word for word, Caroline is better than Rushmere.
We're just having exactly the same.
Well, like, can people hear us?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously people can hear us. It's the radio, but I meant during the thing. So
Ben,
there you are.
Ben Badger, he's called.
Yes.
Text in, Ben Badger.
Benny Badger.
Gosh. Morning, Ben Badger.
That's right.
Mm.
You know why?
No.
Because he looks like the back of my hair.
Oh, right.
It all ties in together, doesn't it, everybody? Right, 8:17, Monday morning. Let's play.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Good morning, Henry.
Morning, Chris. Morning, Dom.
Morning, Henry. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Henry! Henry!
Yes.
Henry!
Yes, Chris.
Henry!
Yes.
What film is that? Henry! Come on. You got,
ooh, you're I'm not sure.
Henry!
It's a
Henry.
Classic. It's a classic.
It's a new Henry! Thing.
Oh, I'm no. I'm lost.
It's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I didn't think so.
That was lovely.
No.
Oh, of course.
You should watch it. The main character's called Henry.
Yeah.
Henry!
Henry Hill.
Henry! And one dog's looking one way, the other dog's looking the other way, the old man's going, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe you've never seen Goodfellas.
I've never seen it.
It's a masterpiece, Henry.
I'm just going to go and get the papers.
Yeah.
And there's me thinking you're going to go for Henry's Cat or something like that.
No, I'm going for Henry Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So there you are. Right, where are you, Henry?
No, I'm from Woking.
Oh, never mind.
God's curse.
Listen, you work hard, you can be out of there soon.
Mm. What do you do, Henry?
I work in finance as a business analyst, so it's a bit dull.
You analyse business?
How's it doing, generally?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, business doing
be
all
better,
right.
But yeah.
Can you tell us
all things considered?
Can you tell us what to invest in so we can make a load of money really, really quickly?
Mm.
No, unfortunately, not that type of sort of analysing.
Oh well, listen, you should speak to Pippa because she's got into the whole stocks and shares and she is smashing it.
Mm. She's almost crashed Apple, but other than that, it's going very well.
Every single thing, small investment, gone down. Absolutely plummeted.
Yeah.
The bottom has fallen out of Pippa's, Pippa's deals.
So that's that.
Hmm.
And do you like your job?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's something I've done for a fair bit of time now.
Fair enough.
Do you prefer to buy low and sell high?
He doesn't buy and sell.
Don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Nah.
I'm not on the desks.
Yeah, he's not the desks, Tom.
You're not the desks.
He's not on the desks, is he?
Not doing that.
He's more on the analysis side of things. Yeah, is that right, Henry?
People on the desks.
Give me the data.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I will. I'll give you the data.
Yeah.
I'll give you all these companies that Pippa's invested in, and you'll be able to say, don't invest in any of these.
Yeah, it's all hedge funds.
Yeah, exactly
anyway,
that.
I'd stay away from that. The chocolate teapot company. I don't think about that.
Yeah. The ashtray.
Motorbike Ashtray Limited.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work. Let's
invest in that.
What's Moon Cafe? Oh, it's a cafe on the moon.
Great.
Right.
Not many takers.
Again.
High sell low.
Not sure about these. Yeah. What's
potential.
This? Virgin Radio. I wouldn't. Keep your money. And are you married? Are you got a family? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm married. I've got my wife and my lovely daughter, who's 15 this year.
Your daughter is 15 this year?
Yes.
You don't sound old enough,
You don't
Henry.
Sound old enough, Henry.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. And your wife is Sarah, of course.
No, Christy.
Christy.
That's a nice name.
Yeah. And your daughter is Melody.
Rosamond.
Rosamond?
Rosamond, that's a nice name.
Rosamond, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she a Ros for short?
No, she's a Rosie.
I knew she was
that makes more sense. Yeah, Rosie's.
Why Rosamond?
Just something really unusual.
Mm. Yeah, but...
It is.
So it'd be like carpet or lamppost.
That's true, yeah.
And there's no one known in your family called Rosamond?
No.
And does Rosie like being called Rosamond?
Yeah, no, she really likes it.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't. I just to let you know, she's very polite to you, Dad, but she doesn't. Do all of her friends call her Rosie?
No, there's various differences.
Yeah, they don't like it. Yeah, she doesn't like her name. And she will tell you. She will save it for her wedding day. And she'll say, stop it.
Yeah, that's a nice name.
Now, how do you normally do when you're listening to this competition?
I'm all right. I usually get one or two.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And why did he text in?
I just meant to go at the competition.
Okay. Mm. Do you have a game plan?
I've got an idea. I'd like to get to the third song.
Yes,
right. Like
okay.
To do it.
Mm. Yeah. Now, it's going to be really interesting because I'm with you. I hear you. It'd be great to get to the third one. But let's just see how you're feeling if you have got the first two and you've got the option to go to the third one. All of a sudden, then. Mm. It won't feel as easy as going, yeah, let's get to the third one.
Yeah.
But we'll
see. Oh, no, I'm sure it will be. Right.
Should we have a little play? Should we have a little practice?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
All right, so you know exactly what the game is. There's 20 seconds on the clock. I say start the clock and a song plays. All you got to do is tell me the title of the song. We don't need to know the artist, just the title. You can say the artist, you can say whatever you like, you can say all the different titles. As soon as you say the correct title, I stop the clock and we give you some money. Okay?
Okay.
It's really simple. Right, let's have a little practice. Okay, so just to make sure you can hear everything and you know how the game works, let's do a little practice. Give me the name of this song. Start the clock.
Under Pressure.
There you go. That's how that works.
Very
easy,
good.
Right?
Very quick.
Cool. Yeah.
Now, when we play the game for real, I like to manifest this. I like to put it out there. I'm going to say start the clock. The track's going to play and you're going to go, oh, it's... and then you're going to say the name of it. Mm. I'm going to say you're going to do it in 4 seconds. Okay, let's put it out there to the universe.
Yeah.
It's going to be a song that you know. You're going to know the name of it. You're going to tell me the name of it. I'll stop the clock and I'll give you some money. Do you like the sound of that?
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Okay. Mm. Shall we play?
Go for it.
£1,000 up for grabs. 20 seconds on the clock. Don't worry about getting to the third one now. Let's just worry about getting this first one right. I want the name of this song, and I'll give you £1,000. Best of luck. Start the clock.
From Scream, Rocks.
Yes, stop the clock. Well done. Game on, Henry.
Well done.
Game on.
Good. Cool.
Game on. Now, when you said Rocks, you didn't think it was Rocks, did you?
No, I thought it was, the other one.
Ironically, the wrong answer you still can't think of. That's how you play the game. You were right.
Well done.
Just think out loud. You went, Primal Scream, Rocks. That's it. Perfect. We stop the clock. You've got £1,000 on the table and you've still got some time left. So.
Cool.
Now we're in the game. So.
Yep.
Number one, Rox has just won you £1,000. That's on the table. That is yours if you want to go, do you know what, that'll do me. £1,000 is a lovely amount of money. I'll take it. Game over. Put that in my bank. Thanks very much. Hmm. You can do that. Or you can play on. Song number two, as you know, is worth £2,000. Get it right, I'll double your £1,000 to £2,000. If you don't give me the title before the clock hits zero, you lose your money and we give you a mug to remind you constantly of the time you almost had £2,000. Now, you want to know how many seconds are left?
Yes, please.
Just over 14 seconds.
Okay.
So, you took just under 7 to get that. You've got 14 seconds left. It's £2,000 on the table, or you take your £1,000. It's up to you.
I'm going to play on.
Just definitely?
Under six, just under 6.
Oh, sorry, it's just under 6. James is right. My what?
Sorry,
5.92. That is
right. You've still got 14 seconds left. You've got 14.08 seconds left. Ignore James. He's getting in the way and being annoying. 14. He doesn't need to know how long it took him. He needs to know how long he's got left. What do you mean, just 6? You just said it was 14, Chris. No, it's 14 seconds. But you're going to play on?
Yeah, I'm going to play on.
All right. Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Back to it. I am going to say start the clock. and then the track's going to play. You're going to know the track. You're going to say the name of the track. I'll stop the clock. Okay?
Yep.
Really want you to do this. 14 cool. seconds left. Give me the name of this song. Start the clock. Never seen so dense love. Come on, you've got it.
No, I've not. No.
Henry.
And I know you know it as well, don't you?
Try and sing ahead, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was there, no.
Do you want to know, shall I tell you what it was or not?
Yeah, go for it.
It's called Gives You Hell.
Yeah.
I see my face, I'm against okay. you.
Yep, no.
Gives you hell. Which is annoying.
Just couldn't get it.
I know.
Yeah, well, listen, that's cool.
Listen, you don't go home empty-handed. You've won a mug.
I've got a mug.
Yeah.
Yes.
And every time you're drinking out of that mug, Radio X will play Gives You Hell at the same time, and you'll be like, oh, thanks for that. Cheers.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Appreciate it. Look, you didn't have that 1,000 before we spoke, and now you don't.
No,
have
no, it's so all good.
You've lost nothing, and you've won a mug.
I've got a mug.
Yay.
I've got a mug.
Yeah. Well, listen, give our love to Christy and Rosie.
Cool, thank you.
And mate, listen, well done for playing the game.
Well done, Henry. You gave lucky.
Go. All right.
No, that's great.
All the best, bud. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Cheers.
Mate, bye. There bye. Goes Henry.
Oh, what shame.
Bums.
Big bums.
Now.
Bums.
I couldn't call that one. I think I'd have got that.
You have to properly sing ahead to it.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. That's I've been like,
yeah. which is what he was doing.
It gives you hell.
Yeah.
I think he started to do it, and then he was just like, oh,
yeah.
I can't do it.
When I said you've got this, and he said no, I don't. I looked at the clock, and it was like half a second left. And I'm like, oh no, he's right.
Is that what he said?
You've got this. Oh no,
I really haven't.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really think you're gonna get. I really think you know the answer. Oh no, no, time's run out. Sorry, it's too late. So we're back to it. Now, do you want to play tomorrow? Because we need somebody to play the game, and that person could be you. I have a brand new qualifying question. All you've got to do is text the word play followed by the answer. That's text the word play followed by the answer to this question. Stop it with the 20 years ago questions.
No, no.
20 years ago, Deal or No Deal first launched on TV. It's recently made a comeback, but who was the original presenter?
Mm.
And we mean like the UK version. Yeah. Don't be pedantic.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about. You know what we're saying. Deal or No Deal, when it was first launched in the UK on television, the original presenter was... That's right. Now, you need to text the word play followed by your answer